Welcome back, everybody, to another deep dive. This time, we're tackling something pretty intense, the European Trauma Course.
Yeah, the ETC.
It's like a crash course, but for, well...
For saving lives, yeah.
Yeah.
High-stakes medical training.
Exactly. And we're going to be looking at it from the perspective of a candidate, so really feeling that pressure, facing those tough scenarios.
But don't worry, there are no real patients involved.
Yeah, that's a relief.
It's all simulation-based, very safe environment to practice those critical skills, make mistakes.
Learn from them.
Yeah, without any risk to actual people.
Okay, that makes sense, like a very safe learning environment.
Mm.
But why simulation, though? I mean, isn't there some value in, like, on-the-job learning, seeing real cases?
Oh, absolutely. Real-world experience is essential, but in trauma care, those first few minutes are just so critical.
You gotta be fast.
You need to react instinctively, make decisions, you know, quickly and work seamlessly as a team.
Like a well-oiled machine.
Exactly. And simulation allows you to practice those skills over and over again.
Repetition.
Yeah, in a controlled environment, get that muscle memory down, you know, build that confidence before you face a real emergency.
Yeah, so you're not freaking out when it really hits the fan.
Exactly.
So where does all this magic happen? Where's this training?
So picture Lisbon, Portugal, beautiful city.
Oh, nice.
Learning health facility at Hospital de Liz, Friday, October 25th to Sunday, October 27th, 2024. 2.5 days pure adrenaline.
Lisbon, eh?
Yeah.
I'm sold already. Okay, but seriously, what does a day in this program look like? What's the schedule?
Okay, so it's definitely not for the faint of heart. It kicks off with registration and a welcome address, you know, sets the tone for what's to come.
Okay, serious business.
And then you meet your mentor.
Oh, a mentor. I thought it was going to be like every doctor for themselves.
Actually, mentorship is crucial in the ETC. They understand that even the most brilliant minds need guidance and support, especially in this kind of high-pressure environment. Your mentor is there to provide that personalized feedback, help you with the challenges, really maximize your learning experience.
I mean, that makes sense. It's not just about, like, the technical stuff, then. It's also about the human element.
It's about the whole package, you know? And after you meet your mentor, you get thrown right into it. Lectures, demonstrations, and really importantly, the workshops.
Okay, workshops on what exactly? I assume all things trauma related.
Everything.
Yep.
Airway management, chest trauma, shock, head injuries, abdominal injuries, spine trauma, extremity injuries, you name it. You even get a taste of pediatric trauma and patient transfer.
Wow, that's a lot to pack into 2.5 days.
It's comprehensive, a real deep dive, as you said.
Yeah, no kidding. No wonder they call it a crash course.
And preparation is key. They expect participants to come ready to go.
Ready hit the ground running.
Exactly. You got to read the course manual beforehand. It's essential.
Okay, so no showing up with just my stethoscope, huh? So let's talk about the workshops. What's the setup like?
So teamwork is absolutely central to the ETC's approach. Candidates are divided into small groups. They rotate through different workshops and different roles.
Ah, so everyone gets a taste of everything. So it's kind of like those cooking competition shows, but instead of cooking up a dish, you're, you know, saving lives.
Yeah, exactly. I like that.
So I read something about a horizontal approach to trauma care. What's that all about?
So that's a really key concept. Imagine instead of having that traditional, you know, hierarchical model where there's one doctor calling all the shots.
Right, right.
The ETC emphasizes a much more collaborative, kind of simultaneous approach.
Mm.
Everyone on the team works together, contributes their expertise at the same time, focusing on different aspects of the patient's assessment.
Oh, okay.
Like a well-choreographed dance.
Oh, I like that.
Everyone moving in sync to stabilize the patient.
But wouldn't that create chaos, though? Everyone's doing their own thing.
You'd think so, but in reality, it actually streamlines communication and allows for faster, more effective treatment. Remember, in a trauma situation, seconds matter. This approach is all about maximizing efficiency and minimizing errors, kind of like a pit crew in a Formula One race. Everyone knows their role, moves to precision, they communicate seamlessly.
I see, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, it's starting to make sense why this course is such a big deal. It's not just knowing what to do, it's knowing how to do it as part of a high-performing team.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what we'll explore further in part two of this deep dive.
Oh, can't wait.
We'll actually walk through a specific scenario, meet some of the faculty. You'll really get a feel for what it's like to be in the thick of the action.
This is getting exciting. See you in part two.
Welcome back to our deep dive into the European Trauma Course.
Back for more.
Are you ready to jump into the simulation lab?
Oh, absolutely. I'm ready for some action, see how this all plays out in a real scenario.
Okay, so let's transport you right into the heart of the sim lab. It's day one, Friday, October 25th, 10:20 in the morning. Candidates are fresh from a lecture on initial assessment. The energy is palpable, you know, everyone's about to see those concepts come to life.
Oh, I bet. I can imagine those nerves.
Yeah. And to guide them through this high-stakes demo, we have Ollie Dare.
Oh, right.
One of the ETC faculty, really an expert in those first critical moments of trauma care.
Ollie, the initial assessment guru. So what's the focus of this particular demo? What's he showing them?
Teamwork, but with a twist. So he walks the candidates through those specific roles each team member has during the initial assessment. But he also stresses the importance of the team leader, like the overall coordinator.
Right. So understanding each individual part, but also how they all fit together, that well-oiled machine we talked about.
Exactly. And remember that unique horizontal organization we mentioned earlier.
Yeah, kind of. Remind me.
So unlike that traditional hierarchy, you know, with one doctor leading the charge and everyone else follows their instructions.
Right.
This is different. The ETC emphasizes a much more collaborative approach. Everyone's working simultaneously, using their expertise in real time. It's all about maximizing efficiency, you know, minimizing errors when every second counts.
Okay, yeah, it's all coming back now.
Yeah.
So this demo is setting the stage for that collaborative approach to trauma care. What happens after this demo is over?
Well, everyone needs a caffeine boost, a short break for coffee or tea.
Oh, much needed, I bet.
Definitely. And then it's time for the first round of workshops.
Okay, finally, the hands-on stuff. Take us into the workshops. What's happening there?
So first session, 11:45 to 1:10 p.m., and there are three workshops running simultaneously.
Okay.
Airway, thorax, and shock.
Wow, they're really diving into the deep end here.
Oh, yeah. Right out of the gate, those critical aspects of trauma care. And of course, candidates are divided into groups. They'll rotate through these workshops so everyone gets experience with every scenario.
All right, put me in, coach. Let's say I'm a candidate in the ETC. Walk me through one of these workshops. What would it be like?
Okay, let's put you in the airway workshop.
Okay.
You step into the simulation lab, and it's like walking into a real emergency room. The detail is incredible.
Really? How realistic are we talking here?
Okay, imagine a high-fidelity mannequin lying on the table, hooked up to monitors. You've got vital signs. It's breathing. It has a pulse. It even makes sounds.
Wow.
It's designed to be as real as possible.
Okay, I can feel the pressure already. I mean, it's one thing to read about this stuff in a textbook, but to actually face a patient in distress,
yeah,
even if it's not real.
Oh, yeah. The ETC gets it, that immersive realism, that's how you learn. And you've got your team with you, all ready to put those airway management skills to the test.
Okay, let's get into it. What kind of challenge might we face in this airway workshop?
It could be anything from a patient with a severe facial injury, like obstructing their airway, to someone in respiratory arrest after a chest trauma. They'll throw you curveballs.
Okay, so high stakes right from the start.
Mm-hmm.
What's the first thing we do when we encounter this patient?
Remember Ollie's talk about the horizontal approach? This is where it comes in. The team jumps into the initial assessment. It's this quick but systematic evaluation of the patient. Each team member has their role, but they work together in sync.
Okay, I'm picturing like a well-coordinated dance. Everyone knows their steps, moving with purpose.
Yeah, great visual. So one person might be checking the airway, another's assessing breathing, another's on circulation. All this is happening at the same time.
Wow.
Yeah. Clear communication is key. And the team leader, they're overseeing everything, making sure nothing's missed and that any like immediate threats are addressed, like the conductor of an orchestra, making sure everything flows smoothly.
So the team leader isn't just calling the shots. They're really guiding, coordinating, making sure everyone's on the same page. It's a different kind of leadership.
You got it. The ETC is about more than just technical skills, it's about developing that collaborative leadership style, you know, one that's decisive, focused on the best outcome for the patient. And throughout all this, the faculty is observing, giving feedback, guiding everyone.
So it's a constant learning process, even in the middle of a high-pressure simulation.
Yeah, they're really pushing you beyond your comfort zone. You refine your skills, you develop critical thinking, you learn how to solve problems on the fly, really crucial for trauma care.
Okay, I'm seeing why this program is so highly respected.
Yeah.
They're not just teaching procedures, they're shaping how trauma care is done, you know?
Absolutely, and we're just scratching the surface here.
There's more.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
More workshops, more lectures, more assessments. It's a whirlwind.
Okay, I am hooked. Bring on the next round.
Yeah.
Back again, and man, after seeing those simulations, I gotta say, my respect for trauma care professionals has gone way up.
It's pretty amazing how they handle that pressure, huh?
Yeah, it really is.
The ETC does a great job getting them ready for the real deal.
Speaking of which, We haven't even talked about the assessment process. It's going on throughout the entire course, right?
Oh, yeah, constantly.
So it's not just like a final exam, pass or fail kind of thing.
Yeah. Nope. Much more holistic. It's not just about knowing the steps. It's about applying that knowledge, showing you can handle the pressure, the real world stuff. Leadership, communication, teamwork. It's the whole package. That human factor is crucial.
Okay, break it down for me. How does this continuous assessment work? What are they looking for?
Okay, so picture this. Faculty's watching like hawks.
Really?
Every workshop, how you interact with your team, how you deal with stress, communicate under pressure, they're paying attention to all of it.
Wow, every detail.
Every detail.
So it's not just ticking boxes. It's about seeing if you've got what it takes to be a leader in trauma care.
Exactly. They're not just looking for textbook knowledge. They want to see that temperament, the leadership potential, the ability to make good decisions in those crazy situations.
Makes sense. Trauma care is so much more than just the technical skills.
It really is.
It's staying calm when everything's falling apart, making tough calls, leading a team with confidence, but also compassion, right?
You nailed it. The ETC knows those qualities are just as important as, you know, any procedure you could learn.
And remember how we talked about instructor potential? This assessment must be how they spot those future ETC teachers.
Oh, absolutely. They're watching to see who excels, but also who has that ability to teach, to mentor, you know, to embody those human factors we keep talking about.
Yeah, it's like they're growing the next generation of leaders right there in the sim lab.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that focus on non-technical skills, communication, situational awareness, decision-making under pressure, that's what makes the ETC unique.
Yeah. And it's not just about medicine either. Think about Monica Grunfeld's lecture. Those skills apply everywhere.
Everywhere. Yeah. Business, emergencies, heck, even just dealing with family stuff. Those skills matter.
You're right. So the ETC is giving them more than medical training. They're getting life skills.
Absolutely. So let's fast forward to the last day, Sunday, October 27th. This is where it all comes together.
Okay, judgment day. What's the final challenge? What do they have to do?
Okay, so they split the candidates into two groups. One group starts with the team leader assessment. The other tackles a patient transfer scenario. Then they switch.
Whoa, team leader assessment. That sounds intense. What is that?
It's the ultimate test of leadership. Each candidate leads their team through a super complex trauma sim. You got to make decisions on the fly, communicate clearly, manage resources, all under pressure. It's like, showtime, prove you can handle a real life trauma.
I bet those nerves are going crazy.
No, for sure. But the whole ETC is about prep, about building confidence. They've had 2 days of intense training, honed their skills, figured out how to work as a team. They're as ready as they'll ever be.
And what about that patient transfer scenario? What makes that tough?
Okay, imagine you're moving a critically injured patient from one facility to another. It's a lot. You need planning, coordination, and communication between multiple teams. It can't go wrong.
Right. Another test of those non-technical skills. Thinking ahead, anticipating problems, working together to make sure the patient's safe.
Exactly. A very real-world challenge that needs both technical know-how and, you guessed it, those human factors.
It's amazing how the ETC brings together all these different parts of trauma care. It's challenging, but sounds so rewarding, too.
Yeah, it really is. And after they've done both the team leader assessment and the patient transfer, it's time for feedback, reflection.
Ah, so do they get, like, grades? Is there a ceremony with mini stethoscopes or something?
Actually, it's much more personal. Your mentor gives you your feedback one-on-one. You think about how you did, what you can improve, and of course, what you did well.
Oh, I like that. It's not just about passing or failing. It's about learning and growing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, after 3 days of all that, simulations, assessments, I bet they walk out feeling pretty exhausted, but also kind of exhilarated, huh?
Like definitely a mix of both. It's a roller coaster, but at the end, you know, you've pushed yourself, learned new things, and gained skills that could truly make a difference.
Absolutely. Well, that wraps up our deep dive into the European trauma course. It's been an incredible journey.
Yeah, we've covered a lot, the power of simulation, teamwork, those essential non-technical skills. But most importantly, I think we've got a better understanding of the people who work in trauma care, their dedication, their expertise. They're amazing.
They really are. So to all our listeners out there, before we go, I want to leave you with something to think about. Think back to a time you were on a team facing a tough situation, maybe even a high pressure one. What skills were key to getting through it? How did communication leadership play a role? Because those lessons from the ETC, They apply to all of us no matter what we do.
They really do. Doctor, business leader, just trying to get through the day, those skills, communication, teamwork, performing under pressure, they're invaluable.
So true. Until next time, stay curious, keep learning, and remember, even in those crazy tough situations, teamwork and communication, those are the things that make a difference.